is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. North Korea fired two unidentified projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast early Friday morning. That's according to a statement from South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. Meanwhile, Israel barred two U.S. lawmakers from entering the country Thursday, setting off a new round of controversy in the debate over U.S. support for its ally in the Middle East. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are outspoken critics of how Israel treats Palestinians, and both support a boycott of the Jewish state, which in turn says it will not let the lawmakers enter ahead of a planned visit.
What they're trying to do is really undermine the very legitimacy and existence of the state of Israel.
Danny Ayalon, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says it was a no-win situation for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. With Israel now wading deeply into America's partisan divide, the decision to bar Omar and Tlaib came not long after President Trump tweeted that Israel would show great weakness by letting them in. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump says he does not want to see China's government violently crack down on protesters in Hong Kong. Speaking Thursday in New Jersey, Trump said that China's President Xi Jinping could solve the situation quickly by meeting with protest leaders.
But I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. I really believe if he sat down, they have a certain little leadership pool. If he sat down with that leadership pool, I'll bet he'd work something out very quickly. It really seems like things that could be worked out pretty easily.
The U.S. and China are in the midst of contentious, drawn-out trade negotiations. Trump said Thursday that he still believes that China wants to make a trade deal. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Gibraltar released an Iranian oil tanker that had been detained there by British marines.